Well, Ian, just a thought on the game, really, first of all. Three goals in 9 minutes, that's what's obviously killed you, hasn't it, tonight?
Yeah, first half hour, we felt in the game, we felt not comfy, but we had a foothold in the game, and I think just before they scored, we had a chance, flashed across goal, and was nearly got it in the end of it. And then for 15 minutes, it goes to pot for a bit. And when you're down there, you can't afford to do it. You've got to consolidate after a goal. But when you're up there, things fly in. So he's hit one from the edge of the box and it's flown in. And we've made a mistake from a corner after that. But we've come back second half. We've kept a better clean sheet. We've looked better. But obviously we know second half that they're probably dropped it down a gear as well. So we're not kidding ourselves there. But they're a good team, Wigan. You have to accept that. But we've got eight big games coming up.
Well, you kept it sort of reasonably competitive in the circumstances in the second half. I mean, it would have been, I suppose, easier for them to have run up, you know, four, five, six goals, but you stayed in the game.
Yeah, they showed a bit of character, the lads. We've had a good go at them at half time. They've come and they've stood up to it, and they've come back, and that's what we need over the next eight games. We need to show character. We need to show strength. We need to have a bit of steel about us, which wasn't there for 15 minutes today.
And in terms of the week or so that it's been for you, since obviously John's left and now Dean's taken over?
Yep, obviously I found out pretty much just about half an hour before everyone else on Monday, and I was sorry to see John go. He was a good man to me, and I think he's worked really hard for the club, and I hope long-term fans realise how much he's done for the club. But changes were made in football, that's football life. One comes in, one goes, or one goes and one comes in, even really quickly. And the club have acted really quick and made an appointment.
And you obviously met Dean, I suppose, for the first time when Friday?
Yeah, me and John Ward took training Thursday, and then we were just preparing for the Wigan game from there. And obviously Keatsy came in on the Friday and expressed how we wanted to go forward with it. And then we took Saturday, and the gaffer came in Monday and Tuesday and just saw over things rather than to get to know the club and get to know the players even more he can. So he's watching videos, he's asking everyone about opinions of players and how they are, and going forward, he's really positive about how we can be.
I mean, has he been able to make an impact in the short space of time that he's been at the club?
He's had a little bit of say today on the actual game. We did team shape yesterday, and he pulled a few things up that he wasn't very happy about, and showed a couple of lads what he wanted more off on them. But the more he's here, the more influence he'll have on it, and the more the lads will learn and how he wants to be. And he's just said in the change room there, it's defeat, but we can't do about that now. We need to step forward as a team, as a group of players and staff, and hopefully the club come with us and we can look forward to the next Portsmouth in 10 days' time and try and get 3 points there.
And it's a big few weeks for the club, because obviously the main priority is still making sure that you're in this division next season.
I think the only priority now is making sure we're in this division next year. And all season we've been out the bottom four and we don't intend to go in there.
And what about your own situation now at the club? Are you going to work alongside Dean at least in the short term, are you?
Definitely. If the gaff will have me, I'll stay and give me utmost like I always have. How he goes forward is entirely up to him. So I've got to try and impress him as well as the players trying to impress him. Players are playing for contracts now as well as for next season as well as trying to be in this league. So we've got to impress the gaffer now. It's an opportunity. You've got to see it as that. I back my ability to coach players, but we'll have to wait and see. What's best for Walsall at the end of the day is the main thing.
Ian, thanks for me.